Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is a special edition of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show podcast on iHeart, Radio MD, or wherever you download us from. Why special? Because there are two stories that are so important that I want to make sure everyone gets them. And we have a whole bunch of other medical news of the week that are also important. The first story, RNA molecule rejuvenates aging mice cells by taking cells that have already become fibrotic because they're senolytic, turning off what caused them to become fibrotic, and by that process, rejuvenating the cell. That is making old cells young again. Now, if you combine that in a three-phase process, therapeutic plasma exchange to get rid of old proteins and something that increases telomere length on your stem cells, you then have a repair system for injuries, getting rid of misfolded proteins that are old, so that your genes function normally like they did when you were younger, and getting rid of old cells by turning them into young cells. And maybe we are at a point where you really will be, within 5 years, able to become much younger again. It's kind of like the AI revolution that the Chinese company DeepSeek started. They made three assumptions that have changed the way and the cost of AI. One, that you didn't need to get to 8 decimal points, only 3. So a lot less, that you could do individual training, that is training on just medicine or just law or just food, and not put them all in one large language model. So you didn't have to run it, and it was cheaper to run that way. And the third is that the testing could be much shorter to prove accuracy. By making those three changes, they innovated. Well, guess what? These three things will allow us to literally turn back time in our own bodies. At least that's what it looks like right now. And there are this mice thing with the RNA molecules from the exosome is now probably, it was done in China, and it was finished at least 6 months ago when they submitted the article. It's a 2-year study, so you can bet sometime in this 2-year study, they started testing in other animals, maybe in humans. The studies on the incidence on therapeutic plasma exchange, that's ready to go now. And in fact, I'm involved in a company that's going to make it available throughout the United States, starting with Dallas, Baltimore, and Puerto Rico, and then Palm Beach and Marin County and LA. So those are the first 5 sites that will be open within 4 months. And the lengthening of telomeres, well, there are 2 companies that now look like they've succeeded in doing that. Really remarkable work, if you will, in that process. The second of the breakthrough studies relates to bird flu and COVID-19. Now, they cause a cytokine, that is storm, by entering your cells, and especially your white cells, and causing them to replicate and then produce what we call a storm of inflammatory molecules designed to kill them. But that storm has negative implications on you. That's why we have the shaking, chills, etc. Well, it turns out there's a molecule that is required for entry into the cells called a TRPM7. That is a channel that allows the viruses use to get in the cell. Well, you can block that now. There's a nice new antiviral that does that. And maybe we'll get on top of this, even when we don't have to. And I'm a believer in traditional vaccines, but in this case, we may have something in case the traditional vaccine doesn't work for this. Two big, big stories. Another story this week is the SGLT2s plus the GLPs do much better at decreasing your risk of kidney disease, cardiovascular disease, and dementia than either one alone studied after strokes in people. So the SGLT2s like Jardiance and Farxiga, and the GLPs like Mounjaro and Semaglutide, or Wegovy, Ozempic, Mounjaro, Tirzepatide, and Zepbound, when combined with something like Jardiance or Farxiga, seem to have much better results. Staying fit, well, you know this one, keeps senior brains alert. And what added sugar is the worst? It is sugar that gets absorbed fast and turns into fructose. So corn syrup is the worst, it turns out, in this large study. More beans and less red meat make you younger, another study. And one of the fun stories of the week is that weight loss drugs, that is the Mounjaro, the Semaglutide, the Tirzepatide, are getting patients to go and see their physician for regular visits. I didn't mention who we're sponsored by, as usual, longevityplaybook.com, longevityplaybook.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. And the other one, lifesfirstnaturals.com, lifesfirstnaturals.com. Get the bovine colostrum there and Truebiotics there, as well as DiResQ, D-I-A-R-E-S-Q. Remember, you want to take that when you first start taking the Wegovia or Mounjaro or Zepbound or Ozempic or Semaglutide or Mounjaro, because it decreases the side effects. DiResQ, it's for pediatric diarrhea, but it works on this problem very well, according to the blogosphere. But in randomized controlled trials, there are data on the randomized controlled trials for both Truebiotics and bovine colostrum. Thank you especially for downloading us. 50,000 of you, we can't be wrong. Thanks very much. And remember the key stories, a triple action, therapeutic plasma exchange, an exosome mRNA that takes old cells and makes them young, and something that extends your telomeres so you can keep repairing. You repair damage, you make old cells young, and amazingly, you also get rid of old proteins that would cause abnormal gene turnout. That's the triple recipe that now looks like it's proceeding very quickly towards helping to make 90 the new 40. Thanks for listening. And remember the B segment this week, a lot of information about marijuana. Thanks again.